Hey guys, welcome to the Self Love Uncensored podcast. I am Vanessa.
And I am Amanda. And welcome to today's episode. We are so grateful you're here with us for episode 29.
29. We got big news. We just checked and we're like 6 downloads away from our first big goal. So exciting. Yes. It's going to happen.
But if you're listening to this, odds are we've probably met it by the time this comes out.
Hopefully. Yes, hopefully. You'll know next time. We'll have to dance on YouTube. You'll have to watch us on YouTube next time. Maybe we'll get dressed up or something for y'all. That'd be fun. We should do it. I'm going to do it.
Vanessa can dress up.
It's going to be close to Halloween, I think. True. Oh, we're like 2 weeks away from Halloween. So maybe we could, I don't know. Leave it to me.
Yeah, by the next episode, we'll only be, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
18 and 7 is 25.
Yeah. Very true. Very, very true. I'm excited for today's topic. Excited and nervous because it's my brain doesn't logically think of the things. So already I'm like confusing myself, but I think it'll be good.
Fine. This will be like a, I'll just say the thing and then you just spit out the first answer that comes to mind and then we'll try and see if it's right.
Totally. Totally. Yes. 100%. So today we're going to talk about personal development topics with, if we think they're underrated or overrated, just from kind of watching what's happening on social media right now as coaches and just seeing like what influencers and humans are kind of either doing or not doing. And on our take, and of course, we don't of course ever want to, you know, like judge anybody, but just give our take on if what's happening right now, that the tools and such are overrated or underrated and maybe a little bit about why. It'll be fun. It'll be a good one. I'm excited. So good. Okay, I'm going to start for you first. So our first topic is, do you think health is overrated or underrated the way it's being portrayed in social media right now?
I think it's underrated and I'll tell you why. This is at the forefront of my mind because I listened to a really good podcast about this last week and I meant to send it to you and I need to.
Okay.
And it was about, it was in relation to body positivity and how it has become such a gateway for, and I know we covered this like way back at the beginning, but like, I am what I am and I love myself the way I am, but then allowing that to let you stay where you are in an unhealthy state for a lot of those people. Like, don't get me wrong. I have no problem with somebody who isn't your typical like size zero kind of Barbie girl, right? Yeah. Being happy with their body and loving themselves because that's where self-growth starts from.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to do things, actionable things that actually progress you towards health. Like you can't be 400 pounds, say you love yourself and identify as a healthy person. Like it just, they don't go together. Mm-hmm. So I think the way it's being portrayed, like body positivity kind of has like a really big, like rock rolling down the hill snowball effect right now. And that's great. I love that people are learning how to have confidence and love themselves like before they improve themselves. That part is fantastic, but there still needs to be, we still need to work on things to be healthy. And that doesn't mean you need to go overhaul your pantry and work out 17 hours a day kind of thing, right? Just take some small steps and like, we could all do better when it comes to that. So that's my perspective.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And like you said, we covered this forever ago, it feels like a couple months back. And yeah, I think that as long as we're taking the approach that we're actively, I don't like to label like the pounds. Like I know myself, I've been working out more than I ever have, especially in the last 2 years. And I've been trying to like eat better and I've been watching what I'm doing. I'm getting my steps in and my weight really hasn't moved. So I've like taken the onus away from the number on the scale because I don't even really check it. But when I do check it, I've noticed like the number really isn't moving. But I do know that I'm doing healthier things for myself that I used to do, right? Like, and so that's the thing. I think you nailed it, is that we don't want to use self-love and self-confidence and such as an excuse to not make us do the things that will help us improve and, you know, make ourselves better. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that the two of them have to marry each other, right? Like, I think health is so important. We want to be here for a long time and we want you guys to be here for a long time. So we want you to take care of yourselves, which I think is really important. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. Okay. Next one, confidence, overrated, underrated.
I think it's overrated. You and me were just talking about this. I think that it's overrated in the sense that people are portraying confidence, maybe without having confidence, if that makes sense. I think that there's a little bit of toxic positivity happening. I know myself, I struggled with that, you know, quite a few years ago. And I try very hard to now be very authentic, and that if I'm struggling, I'm open about that. Because I'm not a perfect human, even though I'm kind and I have confidence and all the things, I still struggle. I still have days. Yeah. We all do. But I think that confidence definitely is something that's overrated right now. And a lot of people, just watching certain people, I don't know. I'm not coming from a judging standpoint. I hope I don't sound like that whatsoever. But I think that confidence is overrated right now. I think we need a little bit more real and raw, 100%. Yeah.
I agree. I think it's overrated. I think most people don't have a fucking clue what confidence even means or how mm-hmm. to be it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people that are out there trying to push that message also really don't have a clue, right? Like,
yeah,
I think it's really common that a lot of us suffer from imposter syndrome and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And that's where we lack confidence from. And yeah, I feel like what's out there is just fake, and it makes things worse because it makes you feel like a bag of shit when you're like,
mm-hmm.
well, if that person's confident, like what's wrong with me? Why can't yeah. I be? Well, no, they're not actually confident. They're only confident in the face of social yeah. media to make you like their posts and engage with their posts so that they can get yeah. paid for things, right? Like that's yeah. the perspective we're coming from. All these things are getting hyped up on social media mm-hmm. and it's just not practical when it comes to real life. So
yeah. Absolutely. 100% agree. Okay. Overrated or underrated focus?
I think it's underrated. And I think it's mm-hmm. because this day and age we're in, we have so much on the go at the same time and so much pressure to like
mm-hmm.
do this and accomplish that and hit this and do this by this time. And like mm-hmm. all these things, right? Like we're, especially as women, like you need to be a mom and you need to raise good kids and you need to take care of yourself. You need to have mm-hmm. a good job. You got to keep the house clean. You got to mm-hmm. keep the yard clean. You got to make sure your husband's laundry's done. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck. Like,
and you got to be amazing at all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
some, right? Yeah. Like there, you don't have the chance. You cannot focus on that many mm-hmm. things. Use a pair of binoculars mm-hmm. and tell me if you can focus on 87 trees across the skyline, or if you can focus on like one or two, right? Yep. Like we need to, when it comes to self-development, like I get all those other things are part of life and have mm-hmm. to get done right at some mm-hmm. point, but pick a very few small things to focus on and the success will come everywhere else. Everything yeah. else will just come together.
Yeah. And keep chipping away at it. Take the time.
Yeah.
Everything yeah. takes time. Time is going to go by anyways. Might as well put it into something that you actually want to do. That's going to get you moving forward. Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
My turn.
Oh, sorry. I'm not paying attention. See, focus overrated. And communication. Shit.
Get your binoculars out.
Vanessa. Right. Good Lord.
Communication, overrated, underrated.
Oh, I think it's 100% underrated. I think that there isn't enough communication happening right now. I think that there's a lot of talk.
Communication.
Yeah. There's yeah. a lot of talk happening right now. There's a lot of chatter around everybody right now around all the things, because collectively we're just kind of all, nobody's ever in the same situation as another person, even though we're all collectively going through kind of the same storm. We're all in the same storm. We're all in different boats, right? Like that's always been my saying. And I think that the communication that we've had in recent years has been a lot of shallow communication. And I think especially just because, and it's hard because a lot of people just don't have the capacity to have really deep talks right now and don't have the capacity to be able to really, and a lot of people are scared to really have hard talks right now because everybody has a fucking opinion, right? Yeah. And a lot of people now especially just get angry and upset and they want to be right. And then people's feelings get hurt. And so I think a lot of people right now, and I mean, you and I have some opposing views on things and we don't need to get into it, but like we can have safe conversations about them and disagree on some things. Like the two of us, we have that boundary with each other and we respect each other in that way. But yep. we also know that we're friends and that we're safe people to have that conversation with versus yes. some people might not feel safe to have conversations like that. Right. So I think communication right now is really underrated but I don't think it's for reasons maybe that we can always control. So I think that the communication piece needs to happen more, but with the people you feel safe with, 100%. Yeah. Once all of this storm is done, it'll be different.
Yes. And if you go back a couple episodes, we did a really good communication episode about how mm-hmm. to have these kind of conversations, especially in the, like, if you're listening in the future, we're still eyeballs deep in the COVID shitstorm mm-hmm. that is the world right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people are very, their flags are planted where they're planted and they ain't fucking moving. Right.
Yeah.
And when it comes to communication, I agree, underrated. I think the only thing I'm going to say, this is just my own personal opinion, take it as you will, is that my favorite is speak your truth, even if your voice shakes.
Yes. 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, did I lose you? Tequila! Welcome to Technical Difficulties 101. Yeah, we all of a sudden just had a little bit of a bloop and Amanda got lost. And I froze too, but anyways,
we lost each other.
We did. So, you know, technology overrated. That's right. That's right. But I think the last thing that you were saying was that you had a quote that you had heard that you really like about communication.
Yes. So when it comes to why I think communication is underrated, and like I said, just take this as you will. The quote that I really like is speak your truth, even if your voice shakes.
Yes.
So everybody has a voice. Your voice is just as important as anybody else's. And if you have something to say, say it.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally agree. All right. Which one are we on now? Okay. Overrated or underrated? Love and compassion.
I have to think about this one. When it comes to like social media influencers, I probably say overrated, and I'm going to spin it from the perspective of like self-love. I think self-love is just getting rammed right the fuck down our throats, and not that I think there's anything wrong with it. Obviously we're huge advocates, hence the name of the podcast, but I think it's getting shoved in our faces in ways that aren't always beneficial.
Yeah.
And we've covered that a lot, so I'm really not going to go into much more detail, but there is a lot of things that are touted as self-love that are not self-love, they're self-indulgence.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to say that it's underrated from a different perspective of love and compassion for your other fellow humans. Again, just to reiterate, like we're in really hard, unprecedented times right now. And I think, like I just said before, I'm not going to label everybody with the same marker or anything like that, or the same stroke, but I think that we undervalue just how much kindness and compassion for each other can go. Like you and I, like I said before, have opposing views on different things, but we still show up with each other with love and compassion. Right. Yeah. Like, because we're humans and we're friends, and because it's just the right thing to do. Right. Like everybody's different. And I think we'll just say this. I choose every day to show up in love and kindness, no matter what we're going through. And this was pre-COVID, this was pre all of the things, because I know what it feels like to be a nobody, because I know what it feels like to walk into a room and not be seen. And I don't ever want somebody that I ever come across to feel that way. So I truly believe right now, especially, that love and compassion is completely underrated. I think we need a hell of a lot more of it, and everybody needs to pull their bootstraps up a little bit and show up in the world with a little bit more compassion for each other. 110%. And that doesn't mean swaying your views, nothing like that, but just understanding that what you believe is what you believe. It just might not be what somebody else believes, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Right. There's no right or wrong right now. So I think it's completely underrated.
I agree. Okay. Next one. Relationships and dating, overrated, underrated when it comes to social media.
Oh, I think social media, like platforms and stuff like the Tinder and all the things, totally overrated. I'm so grateful that I met my husband before all of like social media dating apps and shit. Like I wouldn't survive on one of those. Like, there's no way. I'd be like, nope. I don't know if it's swipe right or swipe left. I don't even know if you like, don't.
Well, one means you don't like them. One means you do, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is. I just know it's a swipe, but like, if you're saying no, when it's a swipe left, I'd be like left, 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 left. Like, I don't know. I couldn't do it. So I think it's super overrated. We always teach, like, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for companionship, if you're looking for anything, you need to go do the things that you enjoy to do, because the people who also enjoy doing the things that they enjoy doing will be doing hopefully those same things, and yeah, you'll meet on common ground. Right.
Yeah.
If you're a cowboy and you're looking to meet a cowgirl, you're not going to be looking for them at a punk bar with your friends on a Friday night. Right. Like, they sure just won't be, yeah, there. So do the things, and I don't know, just go out. I don't know. It's hard right now though, also because of COVID. Right.
I know.
Like, and I'm not dating, but I think they're totally overrated. Relationships, I think, are undervalued, are underrated. I think that we really have to keep the people that we love close, especially right now. Tell the people that you love them. I think we don't do that enough. I try as much as I can. I think it's, relationships are underrated. I think I know myself, I take some relationships for granted, and I think dating is overrated. It's a little mixture of both.
Fair enough. I think in terms of social media, I think it's overrated, from a different perspective. I think that so often, and this isn't like an all-encompassing label, because there are people out there that don't do this, but mm-hmm, when you look to social media influencers and stuff, or even like your friends and family group that you look on social media, people don't post all the hard parts of their relationships and dating, yes, all that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, look at me and Toby, we're so in love with each other. And it's, yeah, like, okay, but what about yesterday when you like wanted to light his clothes on fire and like drive his truck off a bridge because you were so, right, mad at him, right? Like, yeah, so I think it's overrated the way it's presented to us, that like, yeah, relationships and dating are just like this linear progression, mm-hmm, amazing, beautiful, the honeymoon stage lasts forever, and like, I'm so, mm-hmm, in love. It's not like that. It's fucking hard. Like, mm-hmm, it's to stick with somebody for any amount of time, it's very difficult. And we're very, mm-hmm, much in like a throwaway generation when it comes to that kind of stuff. Right.
Yep.
So
100%.
I think it's overrated.
Absolutely. All right. Making more money, overrated or underrated?
When it comes to social media, way overrated.
Yeah.
100%. I think there is absolutely nothing wrong with making more money. And I think, mm-hmm, right now with what we're going through, I think the people with more money are going to come out the other side better than the rest, mm-hmm, of the people. But yeah, when that's literally, yeah, what social media influencers do. Mm-hmm. They post their life online and make you believe all these things and think that you're friends and all this kind of stuff to get your, mm-hmm, engagement, and they get paid for it. So,
yeah. Ditto. You nailed it. I don't have anything to say.
That was easy.
Shocker. Vanessa has nothing to say.
Next one, career, overrated, underrated.
I think careers are underrated. I want to say underrated, but a little bit overrated. I think in terms of like going back to focus, I think that we really have to be mindful of what we're putting, like what we want to do with our lives. I think that for the people who struggle with who do I want to be when I grow up, I think that it's overrated in the sense of like, you have to figure out what you want to do by the time you're 18 and done school. And like, you've got your life planned out ahead of you. Like that's so, I think that part of it. And I know that I was stuck in that trap when I was done school. I never graduated high school, but just like when I was younger thinking, oh, when I graduate high school, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to know what to do. Like all of that is so fucking overrated. Most, mm-hmm, people don't know I don't fucking know what I want. I know what I want to do, but I don't know what I want to like be when I grow up. You know, like I, yeah, still have a little bit of that. So I think that that is so wildly overrated that we should know what we're doing by the time we're 30. I'm almost 40 and I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, like, yeah, I don't think any of us do. So I think that that whole idea of have your career built and all the things is so overrated. I think as long as you're happy doing what you're doing and you're making a living and you're you know, you're fulfilled, then that's amazing. If you want to go bigger and do bigger things, that's amazing too, but don't feel like you have to be an overachiever and like hit all the fucking marks and do all the things and check off all the boxes that we have predisposed and set up for ourselves to be successful. So I think, I think careers are both overrated and underrated. If you fucking love what you're doing, keep doing it. Even if it's not this big thing, right? But also it's overrated to think that you have to have it all figured out by a certain time. Most of us are going to be on the other side of the grass, still not knowing what we want to do. So a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. True. I think it's overrated. And I think the reason I feel that way is because I feel like career is like a really outdated word for the way that the world is now. Like career, when you envision a career, I think like Monday to Friday, 40 hours a week, weekends off, like salary, benefits. And the world just isn't like that. Like people are literally creating a social media account, making reels and posting stories and making millions of dollars a year just because something at some point went viral and they got really popular.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's not within the constructs of a career. Right.
Totally.
So I think it's overrated in that sense. I think that the working world has shifted so much in this technology age that it's, I just don't identify with that word at all.
No, 100%.
That's
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Vision and purpose, overrated or underrated?
This one's hard because on one hand, I want to say it's underrated because I think a lot of people don't use having a vision or finding their purpose or figuring out what their purpose or uncovering it, whatever word you want to use. But I also feel like it's overrated because it's such a like hype thing right now to like visualize and vision boards and like it's almost like if you scroll social media, you're going to see something about that probably 10% of what you see if you follow the kind of content that we follow. So it's just so overdone that I think people are almost like desensitized to even understanding what it is or why it has value.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I think I've got a little bit underrated in it only because I think that some people don't understand that it really does take time. Like I didn't know what my purpose was for a very long time, at least 6 years into doing self-development work, right? Like I didn't understand what my vision was or what my purpose was. And I think that it's underrated in the sense that you don't just know after doing a little bit of work. Like you really do need to dig up some stuff and figure out who you are and do that work to be able to figure that stuff out. So I think in that perspective, it's underrated. Most people don't want to take the time to do the work to figure it out, but yes, that it's definitely overrated in the sense of what you had just said. So again, a little bit of a mix for me, but just coming from both sides. Oh, is it your go now?
Yeah. happiness when it comes to social media. Happiness overrated.
Oh, it's so overrated. It's so overrated. I try really hard to follow people on my social media who are authentic. Not to say that not everybody, like there are lots of people on social media that are authentic, but there's a lot of people that are on there to make money, which is totally fair if that's what you want to do. 100%, all the power to you. But I think that we really need to be our own censors for what content we're taking in. Because like you said before, people will go on social media and they'll throw out their highlight reel of all of the different things that are going amazing in their lives, but then they shut the screen off and they're actually really hurting or they're actually really struggling. And I've been that person. I will fully and 100% admit that I have been that person in years past that has been really struggling with really hard things in life and have felt like I have to show up as this character. And although I do, like you can be very sad and be very happy at the same time. Like we can be growing and be in pain at the same time. Like we're not rocks. We can have both emotions at the same time. But I think that it's very overrated when people don't also show that side of hurting or, and you don't owe it to anybody. Like you don't, if you don't want to share that on social media, that's okay. But I think that, just the go, go, go happy all the time, I think is very overrated. Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's overrated too. And you said it earlier about like toxic positivity. I think mm-hmm. that's just,
yeah,
it's everywhere.
It's
hard. We're all guilty of it, right? Like there's yes. definitely days where still like I'll share something that is not how I'm feeling that day. Like it might yeah. be something that I normally would resonate, but maybe I'm not feeling it in that moment, but I'm still seeing that message sometimes mm-hmm. and it's a good reminder, right? And it's good to mm-hmm. still pass it on, but just recognize that lots of people are very different in mm-hmm. real life than they are on their social media, yeah. whether that goes for your close family or influencers or whoever.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Productivity, overrated or underrated?
Oh, when it comes to social media, I think it's overrated. And mm-hmm. I think that because there's so much like learn how to make $1 million by only working 4 hours a week kind of thing, right? Yeah. Like it's just so, I don't know. It just makes you feel like crap if you're like mm-hmm. working hard and still not getting ahead. And then you yeah. know, somebody else is like hardly fucking doing anything. And it's right. Like it just,
yeah. so get
it
rich.
Just becomes a, yeah, yeah. And it becomes like a comparison thing. And I just mm-hmm. don't productivity yeah. in general life is underrated, but when it comes to social media, it's absolutely mm-hmm. overrated that you can yeah. get that kind of accomplishment done with very little effort. Those mm-hmm. people, and like, I'll be honest, a lot of those people just totally fluked out with the way that they became famous and mm-hmm. are getting paid from it. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Oh, it's you.
Nope. Yeah. Next one. Positive mindset, overrated, underrated.
Oh, this is a mixture. I'm going to say when it's comes overrated
to social media.
I know I keep going back to like social media. I'm like, this isn't about the general. This is about social media. Yeah. I think yeah. it's overrated. Again, I'm going to go back to the happiness. I think that the people who, and I feel so judgy and I really don't mean to be, I'm not coming off, I hope, as super judgy, cause I'm trying not to be, as a whole, I think positivity is so needed right now. Mm-hmm. You and I were just talking about that before, but not in a way that's fake. Same thing, yeah. toxic positivity, putting on the happy face, taking off the mask when the real is done. You know, like I think positive mindset, yes, is a good thing. We always preach, focus on what you can control, right? Like, because mm-hmm. that's the kind of stuff that's going to bring you positive mindset, but also in the same sense, understanding and knowing that it's actually really okay to wake up one day and be like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm not even positive every day. And usually if I'm not in a positive mood, I'm not on social media. If you ever see me go quiet or go dark, I'm usually probably struggling with something, or I just don't have it in me. I don't have the capacity and I own it. It's not, there's yeah. nothing wrong. I don't want to jump on there and be like, hey, everybody, you know, like, and, yeah. but I also don't want to go on there and be like, ugh, and contribute to maybe someone else's hard day. You know, like and so I try really hard to have a balance between positive mindset and being realistic with my feelings. And that's taken a lot of time, a lot of hard work on my part to be able to say, I just don't have the capacity today. So I think it's overrated on social media to show up all the time in positivity and happiness and rainbows and butterflies yeah. and shitting unicorn farts. I think it's very overrated. I think we need a little bit more real right now. So yeah, you.
I agree. I think it's overrated. And I think the reason why is because, and obviously like we're advocates for being positive, thinking mm-hmm. positive, right? But I think it's missing the mark in that you can just be positive and see change, when I think it's more that we need to work on like our mental strength and resiliency
yep.
when it comes to our mindset versus yep. just being like, oh, well, that sucked. No, I'm just going to think positive about it and it'll get better. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't mm-hmm. work that way. Right. Like if you want to work on your mindset and if you want your mind to improve, you have to do the work to improve your mental strength, mm-hmm. not just fake being yep. positive all the time. And I think that's yep. more what's presented on social media, is to just simply be positive and not actually give you any actionable kind of ways to improve your mindset.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why I decided to go dark when I'm having hard times, I go dark on social media because that's it. I'm going in. I'm not showing up because I don't want to show up for other people when that's the time that I'm showing up for myself, which I used to never do. So that's been, and that's just it. I totally agree. Motivation, overrated or underrated on social media?
Way overrated. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think that is because most of us lack motivation when it comes to the things that matter anyways, or it's very short-lived. Like motivation is like a sparkler.
Well, we talked like about this.
Yeah. Bright and shiny and sparkly for a little bit, and then it's gone just like as quickly as it started. And I think that there isn't enough focus on learning discipline. That there's 100%. Way too much focus on that you should feel motivated, that as you do things, things are just going to always get better. And then the motivation is going to continue to be there. And it's just going to, it's not going to last forever. Like it just doesn't. It's plain and simple. So you need, I think it's still relevant, but it needs to be motivation plus discipline.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree.
Next one, stress management and meditation. Overrated or underrated?
Underrated. Big time. I think that this goes hand in hand with what you just said about motivation, that you need to create discipline in your life and you need to set yourself up for success during the day. I'm a huge advocate for morning routines because of this, because I know my morning routine sets me up for success. Within that time that I get up in the morning is when I visualize what my day is going to be like. I decide how I'm going to show up in the world. I figure out what my day looks like, entails. I figure out if I'm going to work today, if I have to do grocery shopping, if, you know, like I set my day up in a way that I know what's happening so that I don't have a lot of, oh shit, I forgot to do this. And oh shit, I forgot to take my kid to this, or shit, I forgot to go get the prescription, which that uncertainty and that kind of chaos in your day, when you don't have anything mapped out and planned for yourself, creates stress. And also like stress management looks like so many different things for so many different people. But you do really have to be conscious of taking time out of your day. Lots of people I've heard have said, I don't have any extra time in my day. I don't have this. I don't have that. I have to do this. I have to do that. We all have an extra 5 minutes that we can set aside for ourselves just to sit in the bathroom and sit on the floor and shut the lights off and plug your ears or put music in your headphones for 5 minutes, even if it's before your kids get up in the morning or after they go to bed. Just to quiet your brain, right? Like it doesn't have to be this 2-hour thing or going to the gym for an hour and a half or doing it. Like that can be something for you if it works for you. But if you feel like you don't have enough time, 5 minutes, carve out 5 minutes in your day and just be silent, close your eyes and just sit with yourself and just breathe.
Yeah.
Like I think that that's so underrated right now. And meditation goes hand in hand with that. I know I can't meditate worth a shit. I probably do it super wrong. I don't know if there's a right way to do it, but when I try and do it, my brain doesn't quiet. It doesn't. Yeah. I sit there with my eyes closed and I do the whole thing where they're like, think of your thought and it goes away like a cloud. And I'm like, well, there's another one coming right by, you know, like I just can't get that quiet, but at least it's the quiet time, right? It's the stress management. So, I think it's just as a whole, it's very underrated. And I think that it's something that people need to start to do to help themselves, and they can do it right now.
Yeah.
100%.
I think it's underrated too, in that like, it's just not one of those shiny, pretty things that anybody talks about, because stress management is definitely more difficult than just being toxically positive.
Yeah. So you got to face it. You got to face your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's scary, and that's it. People, it's hard to do that. It's hard to get real with yourself, but in the long run, when you have a way that manages your stress for you, it could even be going to therapy. It could be, you know, like lots of different things. But I think once you find the thing that works for you, it's, I know when I found my thing, it helps me 100%, 110%.
Yep.
Last one, overrated or underrated? Goal setting.
I think we talked about this one before, and I was like, we need to stop and just talk about this on the podcast. And now we're going to be like, I don't remember what we were going to say. I think this one, it's so hard because it's totally both. Overrated in the sense that I think too many people are like, oh, just set goals and like make a vision board for your goals and then just like chill out and wait for them to happen. And it's like, that doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But also underrated in the sense that like, if you knew how to do them properly, or if you're following the right people on social media, like that stuff can change your fucking life.
So. 100%. I agree. 110%. Like you said, you, the goal setting is like the shiny sticker. Like let's do the thing. Let's set a goal. Let's lose weight. Let's get a new car. Let's buy a new house. But then it's like, you can't just sit back and expect the universe to all of a sudden, I haven't won the lottery. Have you won the lottery? Right? Like
I won $20 yesterday.
Did you? Oh shit. This didn't work.
Thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's
like always win $20, but that's all I get. So
funny. I won a coffee yesterday actually at Tim Hortons. So I kind of feel like I won the lottery.
He'll use it there for you go.
But I 100% agree. I think that people look at goal setting as like, this is what I want. And then they create a vision board or they write it in their journal or they do the thing, which yes, you can do that in the sense that you want to manifest that stuff. Absolutely. Use it as a visual cue for yourself. But like you said, you need to do the work and you need to learn how to do the work effectively so that you're not running in circles.
Yeah.
Fucking hating doing the work. Right.
Exactly. So
yeah, I absolutely too many people agree.
Try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to meet the universe halfway, my friends. Before we sign off, can we sing happy birthday to my bestie? My sister from another mister turns. Sure. No, I don't remember how old she is today. She's 6 months older than me, but I don't remember how old I am either. So this isn't going to go well for me. Anyways, it's her birthday. So I'm going to sing her happy birthday because I know she's going to be like crawling in her skin when she knows this, but I love her so much and I can't not celebrate the
shit. And for anybody else celebrating a birthday.
Yeah. If I cannot celebrate my absolute favorite human on this planet. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Vanessa's friend.
Jack.
Because he didn't say her name.
Happy birthday to you. I love you, my friend. I'm so grateful for your birth and your parents and all the things. The world is a better place because you're here.
And she always listens. So
she does. She does. So you're welcome.
Maybe she'll be download number 1000.
Could you imagine? That would just be the greatest gift from the universe for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, this has been a slice.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah. If anybody
to your child for thinking up the overrated, overrated thing, that was Vanessa's son that was like, you need to do this. And we were like, that's a good idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. High five, Caden. Yeah. Yes. My 14-year-old. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Till next time, my friends.
All right. Leave us reviews, leave us ratings. You know where to find us and we'll see your beautiful faces next week.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.